Terry. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. My question is, what is the rationale behind these psychiatrists using high-dose lithium chloride as opposed to a lower-dose lithium orate like you were discussing earlier?
Well, I wouldn't call it rationale, sir. I would call it habit. Lithium was introduced as an anti-bipolar disease thing in Australia, no kidding, back in, my goodness, 1940s, 1950s, something like that, quite a while ago. And at the time, there was nothing else that would control bipolar disease. And what was found is that the doses had to go very high. And they're so high they can be dangerous, and so people have to go have a blood test done every few months to make sure they're not getting too much lithium. And so what was introduced at that time is lithium carbonate, which of course is the least effective form of lithium, but that's the way it goes. And in every capsule, there's 300 total milligrams, and each capsule, the lithium content is 65 milligrams. And people were recommended to take one or two, three times a day, which is 65 to 130 milligrams once or twice daily. And yes, one can become toxic on that. Now, I'm going to pause here for just a moment to say that there is a better remedy that is effective in 80% of those with bipolar disease and has no lithium in it. And this was testified to under oath by the research psychiatrist who is in head of the psychiatry research at Harvard University. No kidding. And that stuff is called Empower Plus, Empower Plus. It's a Canadian product, but it can be obtained in the United States. Okay, back to lithium itself. It's just a bad habit. Now, lithium can become toxic when we get to 40 milligrams in a very few people. And what it does in those very few people is it affects either the parathyroid glands or the kidneys. So no one never needs to go near that, though, particularly for dementia prevention, as you just heard. So there is no rationale. It's just bad habit to use those higher doses of lithium for dementia.
What part of the chemistry is lithium a cofactor in order to help the bipolar? I mean, what is it doing in there?
I'd have to go back and read the research papers, sir. I don't pay any attention to that anymore because Empower Plus works so well.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Empower Plus, and I've used it with two people successfully, and I like that. But one of these persons has, is stuck with the lithium chloride at about 1,800 milligrams, which just kind of shocked me. And the excuse was to help with sleep.
Well, sir, since you're knowledgeable in this field, since if this person must, and I don't think they must, but if they must continue that much using that much lithium, Dr. David Horobin taught us all a couple, three decades ago that lithium toxicity itself can be reversed. And I took his advice and used it to reverse lithium toxicity with two people who were sent over by a since-retired psychiatrist. Their bipolar was so bad that if they went off their lithium, they would either try to buy the space needle or commit suicide, one or the other. And what we did was we had these people use a tablespoon of flaxseed oil in the morning and a tablespoon of fish oil in the evening and make sure to accompany it with some vitamin E. And Dr. Horobin taught us all that lithium toxicity comes because it messes with the metabolism of the essential fatty acids. And so you just throw in a bunch more fatty acids and toxicity goes away. And guess what? It did in both these people.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Well, I'd like to say I was just curious. I thought maybe there might even be a financial, not just a habit thing, but they prescribe it because it gets paid for by insurance, but lithium orotate or something like that would not. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for calling, sir.